We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time, and our Jersey correspondent, he runs a great website, SaveJersey.com. He's also an attorney, somebody inside politics like no one else, has a great, I don't know if the term, we need a new coinage of it. I don't know if you can say limousine liberals anymore. Matt Rooney, he'll be with us in a second, from SaveJersey.com, uses that phrase. We might need a better one for these type of liberals, like Ocasio-Cortez, who's apparently living in luxury apartments at the Navy Yard area of Washington. I'm not familiar with the Navy Yard luxury apartments. I'd love to see what she has going on there. But what do we call people like the Murphys, who have a soccer team that is so destitute, it's shocking what they put out to house them. But Matt is also someone around politicians, political advice. And I want to ask him a deep question about a candidate that I see some hope for on the Democrat side, except she's such a bad boss that she allegedly had a staffer shave her legs. Let's go to Matt Rooney here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Matt, welcome in.
Good morning, Dom. How you doing?
Very, very well. So I got a full plate for you, Matt, because I want to talk first about Amy Klobuchar, who I don't know about you. She's to the left, without a doubt. But during the Kavanaugh hearing, she figured out how to divorce herself from the Mazie Hirano's and all those others. But apparently, it's one thing to be a horrible boss. But the show Veep with Julie Louise Dreyfus, they did acknowledge they took a scene where in a cabinet meeting, a staffer is shaving, dry shaving the legs of Julie Louise Dreyfus from Amy Klobuchar, that's allegedly what she had staffers do.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think that there's a theme that runs throughout all of these stories, Dom. And look, you and I both live in South Jersey. If we couldn't see the humanity in our fellow Democrats, we couldn't get out of the bed in the morning. There are plenty of people on the left who are decent people. We think they're wrong, but they're decent people. But these liberals and leftists and now socialists who are in charge of the Democrat Party, like Amy Klobuchar or here in New Jersey, Phil Murphy, they don't practice what they preach. It's a common thread, whether it's mistreating staff, which allegedly Amy Klobuchar does. I mean, it's one of those things where there's smoke, there's fire. There's so many stories at this point, you're inclined to think there might be something to it. And then here in Phil Murphy, obviously you've talked a lot about how he treats the people that work on his campaign or even the young ladies that play on his soccer team. You know, they need to be generous with something other than other people's money if they want us to start taking them seriously.
No, without a doubt. What I'm saying, Matt, is I think this is going to be a disqualifier. You know, there's one thing to make someone do the dishes that she allegedly, but in what universe can you make someone shave your legs? I mean, I've done bad boss shows before, and people listening, we'll ask them to call in with some examples. But this, particularly in the Me Too era or just the dignity, whatever, you can't have someone shave your legs. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just beyond belief.
Well, yeah. I mean, it tells you something about a person as a human being, and it also says a lot about, I think, really Donald Trump's chances in 2020. Everybody wants to run against him. I mean, you know, we thought the 2016 Republican primary was a free-for-all. I mean, right. I think it's easier to say who isn't running in the Democrat primary than who is. And at the end of the day, Dom, we've got a situation where folks like Amy Klobuchar are saying that they are the ones that are going to serve the interests of the American middle class. I never heard many people complain about how the Trump organization treated them when they were employees, but I'm hearing plenty of awful things about these Democrats. So if they're looking for a contrast, I don't think they've found a winning one yet.
That's a good insight. That's true about Trump. You know, the instinct is to think that's what he might do. A lot of these bosses, Matt, but those are not the stories. That's not an area where people have really gone after him. The other thing is, I guess I could say on their side, at least Amy Klobuchar worries about shaving her legs, because I'm not sure that that's an agenda item. You know, if it came up as part of the Democrat platform, I think it would get a resounding no, the chair says here.
Well, you know, the Democrat conventions are always interesting. I mean, we've seen them boo God. They booed Israel. So
yes.
I don't know. Maybe we'll have a floor fight over shaving and hygiene in 2020. I hope so. I want the American people to see that. They're revealing themselves more and more every day.
Now, here's the juicy thing. At SaveJersey.com, Tammy Murphy, who apparently didn't respond to Katie Brennan very effectively, she's the wife of Phil Murphy. And you got some juicy stuff from a soccer outfit that sent it to you, because Murphy still owns this sky blue soccer club. And in that letter at SaveJersey.com, the governor's wife is asking people to house these destitute soccer players. And then she lists the requirements they need in the house and all this. You know, they talk about keep in mind these two people have, well, $100 million or more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're swimming in it, but they certainly don't treat the people who work for them that way. So I don't know. Maybe Phil Murphy might want to consider being Klobuchar's Veep if she makes it that far. They have a lot in common. But, you know, for your listeners that aren't familiar, I mean, the story about Murphy's soccer team, Sky Blue, are really horrendous. I mean, there were reports of no running water, bags on windows in lieu of windows. I mean, you know, you can get better accommodations in Yemen than you could get apparently working on Phil Murphy's soccer team. So finally, Tammy Murphy steps in the other day, his wife, the first lady of New Jersey, to be the quote-unquote new sheriff, take over to try to fix these conditions. As with everything else with the Murphys, their solution is somebody else has to pay for it.
Yes.
The problem.
Yeah.
And they're just offering, I think, tickets for these folks to take in these young ladies that are playing on his soccer team. I don't know about you. I mean, if I was a young woman working for Phil Murphy, I wouldn't have a lot of faith in this pair either way. But I certainly want to be housed with strangers. What if something happens? You can't count on the Murphys to have your back. Ask
no, exactly. Exactly right. And Matt, I think you're aware, maybe next week I'm honored. I'm going to be the keynote speaker for Camden County Republicans. So I asked my mentor there, what do they need to hear? And I may have to shave the legs and put on the cheerleader's outfit, because I think they need a boost to know that these sins of Murphy and these others, they will not go unpunished forever. Although, and we see the favorability rating, the overall rating of this, of Governor Murphy, just a few months into the job, he's in the territory of the worst, of Corzine and Christie at their worst.
Right, yeah. I mean, he's below Corzine now, which, in case anybody's forgotten, Corzine only had one term.
Right.
So that's not really a great indicator for Phil Murphy, no matter how you spin it. And I've always thought, Dom, and I know you agree with me, New Jersey is not nearly as blue as it seems. You know, I mean, it's largely because, you know, outside of Chris Christie for a very brief period of time, there just really hasn't been an active, compelling resistance that gives people a choice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if a supermarket only sells Coke products, then you can't be surprised when nobody's buying Pepsi. It's really that simple. So that's kind of the situation that we have right now in New Jersey. So, you know, without much of a Republican resistance, just from seeing what Phil Murphy's doing, his approval rate's only dropping. Imagine if we have a leader in New Jersey who can stand up to him and make the case. I mean, he'll be in the basement before you know it. So, you know, Republicans just, I think, really just need to testify, and they need to reach as many people as possible and inform them what's going on. And that particular poll, Dom, it breaks my heart. 2/3 of independents don't even really know that much about the Katie Brennan case. Imagine if they did. He'd be recalled.
Yeah, that's the thing. Look, I have to say the Jersey media, NJ.com and others, Matt, and certainly Save Jersey and Talk Radio 1210, we're all talking about it. I don't monitor all the but the national media, with a juicy, if they would do it, Phil Murphy possibly could be on the ropes pretty quickly.
Yeah, he really could. I mean, we've talked about this. If Katie Brennan had been allegedly raped under the watch of a Republican administration, if all the other variables were the same, and she worked for Chris Christie, I mean, Vox, Huffington Post, CNN, Jim Acosta, they'd all be camped out on the State House lawn up there in Trenton, shoving their cell phone cameras in everybody's face, trying to get comments and demanding justice. I mean, the anatomical headwear hats would be as far as the eye could see down the Delaware River, but they're not there because, again, you and I know most of these people that complain about the state of our politics on the left, they're not really concerned about women. They don't care about women. They care about advancing a leftist agenda. And that's a darn shame. But if you want the proof, look at how they ignore Katie Brennan. Look how Phil Murphy and Amy Klobuchar and all these other leading socialists and liberals treat the people that work under them. It's not isolated incidents. It's a part of a pattern, and the American people need to wake up to it.
I would add, too, that's right. It's not just soccer players. These are female soccer players, again, with the theme,
right.
And it's abysmal what's going on with this. It's thank God we have SaveJersey.com to put it there in an informative and certainly entertaining manner. Matt Rooney, thank you. Thanks for the full report, as always.
Thanks for having us, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.